Carlisle. A sold sign has appeared on the Karen Olmsted residence located on 6th Street West in Carlisle. Maintaining one of the best-kept yards in town, this longtime resident has decided to leave Carlisle and is moving to Cochrane, Alta, to be closer to family. Roy and Karen Olmsted moved from Stoughton to Carlisle in 1973. They purchased a property on the street and she has lived there ever since. Roy was hired on with the town of Carlisle as town foreman and retired as superintendent of public works in September 2002 after 29 years of service. After his passing in 2014, the public works building on 8th Street West was named in his honor. For more than 40 years, the Olmsteds prided themselves on their beautiful yard and garden, happily spending hours tending to it day after day. Karen reminisces about the good times. "Landscaping and gardening were our passion," she said. "Roy and I have always enjoyed our yard and I have many fond memories. With my advancing age, my body just can't take it anymore and it is time to move on." Roy and Karen were two of the founding members of Carlisle One Church in 1993. They have been strong supporters of the town and Karen will miss the community, her church and Michael's coffee shop. "Carlisle has been a great place to live and a great place to raise our daughter. I will miss everything about it. The support this community and my friends gave me after Roy's passing was nothing short of awesome." Olmsted is retaining possession of her property until the middle of September. She invites anyone to stop in for a coffee and a backyard chat. Carrie Keith is the Olmsted's only child. She and her husband Colin Keith live on an acreage west of Weyburn near McTaggart. Karen has three granddaughters, Kristen, age 24, Shalon, 21, and Rachel, 18. Carrie Keith has returned to school and is presently interning in Prince Albert, improving her skills as a family and marriage counselor. Colin is an electrician employed by the Southeast Cornerstone School Division.